It's our Wide Open Road, the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford.
Linda, you had mentioned Roger Naylor, and it's interesting. He's actually featured in the Explore Arizona section of the Republic today talking about roadside oddities. Gary, you need a copy of this. Half of them mention stops on Route 66.
Okay, I'm coming to get that. And,
including two guns, which I'd never heard of, but you knew the story of.
Yeah.
There was a zoo there, and the poor guy that tried to get it going was mauled by a mountain lion, bitten by a Gila monster.
Yeah.
A rough life trying to attract tourism.
Hey, I'm going to assume his tombstone somewhere around there, too.
Well, I think Roger Naylor won my forever loyalty with his recommendation of Satchmo's in Flagstaff. If all the restaurants he recommends are that good, I'm definitely following him.
Then we
got
to get down
to
Mr. G's and Yuma.
Mr. G's, got that. Okay.
You know, it's interesting. Roger Naylor wrote an article in our this year's visitor's guide, because he actually tells a story that he didn't think much of Yuma. He didn't like Yuma. It was the only place in Arizona that he didn't really care for. And then about 10 years ago, the Visitors Bureau, I wasn't here, but they invited him to come back, and he wanted to do right by journalism, and so he gave us another chance, and now he loves Yuma, and he holds us up as an example, and so he wrote that story in our visitor's guide. You can see it online at our website, which is just visityuma.com. That our new guide is at the bottom. And you can look at it digitally. But, yeah, we love Roger Naylor.
A lot of people come to Arizona for the sunshine and the warm weather. According to the World Meteorological Society, Yuma receives more than 4,000 hours of sunlight per year. That's more than any other city, not in Arizona, not in America, but the world. More sunlight than any place in the world. Looking at the IMDb.com database, over 160 movie titles have been associated with Yuma, including Road to Morocco with Bob Hope, Train Robbers with John Wayne, and interestingly enough, not 310 to Yuma.
What do you mean, not 310 to Yuma?
Well, think about it. They never get there.
Oh,
so
come
if it was
on,
filmed in Yuma,
yeah,
but it would have been incorrect.
It's still a movie and a remake.
Yeah, they put him on the train, he whistles to the horse, and that's the end.
And national radio talk host Lou Dobbs got his start at KBLU in Yuma in the 70s.
Wow. Little humble Yuma coming along.
I never knew that about Lou. So talk to us about the events that y'all have. You have the Lettuce Festival coming up.
No, not the Lettuce Festival. We have things like Rio de Cerveza Brew Fest. If you like beer, it's a place to be in October. The Colorado River Balloon Festival. If you like balloons, they go up 3 days in a row. We have a beautiful glow on Saturday night.
What time of year is that, Linda?
Pardon?
What time of year is the Balloon Fest?
That's in November.
Okay.
It's always the weekend before Thanksgiving.
So people can plan ahead to make a visit to Yuma based on some of these cool things.
We'll have to put that on our 2020 staycation.
For sure.
Because we've already got this year planned out. The Balloon Festival in Yuma in November.
And talking about great food, the Summerton Tamale Festival is every December. It attracts over 30,000 people come out to this. They have so many different tamale vendors that are competing. And it's actually a fundraiser for Arizona State University scholarships. So all of your Phoenicians should make sure and come down to that.
I'm on the list.
And support that. It's a really great event. There's music and just great food.
Well, and you mentioned Phoenix, and you'd also said you're from Tucson. Tucson's listening this morning on KGVY in Green Valley. Flagstaff, Sedona, Prescott, you're talking to pretty much from Nogales to Flagstaff. This program's broadcast, and we invite anyone listening, no matter where you are in that area, to come on out to visit Yuma. You can go to visityuma.com, plan your trip. I've got mine, 8th Street Tacos, 4th Avenue Strip, Main Street, Mr. G's, the Garden Cafe. Bring your mountain bike or your trail bike. Our staycation winner will be staying at the Shiloh Inns. They'll also be traveling with a Visa gift card and a Sanderson Ford vehicle of their choice. Gift basket from Coyote Odie's Arizona Highways, and they don't know it yet, but I'm calling the Peanut Patch, and I'm getting them set up with a huge basket from Peanut. Looking at their video, Mom, they make peanut candy. They make peanut brittle. They make raw peanuts. I'm going to go to Yuma for the Peanut Patch, and that's this month's staycation. If you're interested in winning a staycation next month in February, we shift to Tubac, and I didn't have all the details on it, but apparently it's pretty special. If you're a golfer, this is one for you to enter.
This February, we'll be in Tubac at the Tubac Golf Resort and Spa. It's actually a little bit of a special staycation this month. We have the Swing Away Golf Package to give away to our winners. That includes two rounds of 18 holes of golf per night. That's actually at a 27-hole championship golf course, including a Posada King Suite on top of that. With the package, you actually get access to the sauna and the whirlpool spa, so you can, if you have a bad round, you can go and try to forget all about that. You can also, it's right next to the village of Tubac. They have the Presidio Historic State Park, the Tubac Center of Arts. It's all right around the resort. You don't have to do much traveling. It's going to be, if I could win it, I would go ahead and try to do it myself.
All right. Thank you, Lance. That's our team member and one of our staycation chief engineers, Lance. He's been with Rosie on the House about 6 months and is doing a great job. And if you were listening today, you know that lettuce is more important to Yuma than wine is to what? If you know that answer, text it into 411-923, and we'll send you two passes to Arizona State Parks. You can go anywhere in the state of Arizona. There's 35 state parks, and we'll send you passes. Lettuce is more important to Yuma than wine is to what?